Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air with Dawson. How can I help you?
I have a major cutting problem.
And what do you mean when you say major?
Between 50 and 60 times a night for no absolute reason.
Holy cow. In all my years of talking with teenagers and young adults who cut, I've never heard someone say, I've cut myself 50 times a night. You must have scars every which way. Who knows about it?
Few of my friends know. I don't know how they found out, but they know. They haven't said anything to me, though.
What do you do when you go swimming?
I don't.
What do you do in the summer when, you know, everybody else is wearing shorts?
I don't. I wear long sleeves and pants 24/7.
So you're not only going through this whole exercise of cutting yourself and damaging yourself like this, but then you have to live a life of covering all the time. That's a pretty much consuming habit, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hardly anybody knows about it. Your parents, are they blind or what's their?
I see my dad every other weekend, and we really don't have a great relationship. He abused me and my sister and my mom until they got a divorce.
Your coping skills, which means how do I handle these situations that are difficult in life, is to stuff them and to get alone and cut on yourself, hoping that you'll get some kind of a endorphin kind of thrill from your brain, you know, some kind of pleasure out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're running out of high and ended up with nothing but cuts. And then you hate yourself, so then you cut yourself because you hate yourself, right?
Exactly.
But until you learn how to deal and talk out your hurts, like what your father's done to you, the pressure you feel about going to see him, until that is let out, and you can go to a professional who will, you know, show you ways to get all this stress out and this hurt out, and until you're willing to say, I cannot live with this addiction anymore, because that's exactly what it is. You're just, in many ways, you're like a drug addict or an alcoholic, or you go to the false feel-good to novocaine the pain. You cause yourself pain to cover over another pain. Does that make sense? You better turn yourself into your mother, and you better get some help on coping skills with the hurt and the stress that you have inside and all of the things that you have stuffed. And it'll be the hardest thing in the world to write all these things out, talk all these hurts out. For every scar on your legs and arms, in your inner thighs and legs and arms, there's a scar on your soul. But the good news is the scars on your soul can be healed. Now take the next step. Go tell your mama who loves you. Hey, Cassandra.
Yeah?
No more secrets. Gotta go. You hang in there.
Okay.